Okay. Hello. Today is March 27th, 2025. My name is Bryden, and I am a student at Tulsa Community College. Today, I will be interviewing at TCC Northeast Campus, an ELS student at Tulsa Community College. I will ask a series of questions to learn more about her experiences as an ESL student at Tulsa Community College. I also want to learn more about ELS students here at TCC. Our interview will last about 20 to 30 minutes and will be available on the Oklahoma State's Oral History Collection. The name of this project I'm conducting is called Global Campus Oral History Project. Please let me know after we finish if you choose to not have your interview public. Are you ready to get started with some questions?
Yes.
Okay. So first, I'm going to start off with some basic questions about you. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm tired because of the hour, but I'm happy to be here and be interview with you.
That's good. How old are you?
I'm 34 years old. I'm gonna be 35 this year, May.
That's nice. When is your birthday?
May 26.
Oh, coming up soon.
Yes.
Where are you initially from?
I'm from El Salvador. San Salvador is the capital.
Okay. What is a typical day like for you?
Well, here is busy running everywhere, going from getting up, getting my kids ready for school, daycare, and coming to study here, then go back and go get some groceries to go and cook dinner and do some homework, and also helping, my kids. And I'm involved in a lot of things lately, so not much time for myself.
Yes. Do you live around here?
Yes, I live in maybe 5 minutes from campus. Yes.
Why did you choose TCC?
I choose TCC because I hear a lot of good reviews about it, and also because they were offering in what it calls a program I want to go after my English classes. It's called CDA for Child Development. And that's why I'm here, because first I didn't take the step, but I want to really continue my schooling. So I was like, let's start here.
Yes. So what are you majoring in?
I graduated 2010, and then I went for CNA, nursing assistant. And right now I'm changing my course to become a teacher for early development.
Yes, that's what I'm majoring in, early childhood development.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, it's really fun. I like the kids and being around them, and so
Yes.
I really enjoy that. So after you graduate from here, you want to become a teacher?
Yes, my class is gonna start January. I don't know exactly the date, but it's gonna be in January. But for my scholarship, they said we have to take English classes. And I think because they were offering to bilingual people, they want us to make sure we know English. But I didn't mention I graduate from here, so when I mention it again, or I have the time to talk and tell the teacher, she say, "Well, you probably need to go for the other one instead of the CDA for the master degree." And I was like, "I don't want to just jump and lose maybe importance of this program, so I was like, let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
I want to start from the, you know, from the beginning.
Yes, yes. What classes are you taking right now?
I'm taking listening, advanced listening two, intermediate, writing intermediate, and advanced, speaking advanced two.
There you go. Do you plan to stay in Tulsa?
Yes, I live here with my, I have three kids,
mm-hmm.
and we live here for maybe around 20 years already.
Mm-hmm.
So I still plan on living here. But if in the future it's come, you know, I'm not born here, so we never know. So yes. If any change, I come back to my country or going and have life in Mexico, I don't know yet. But if anything comes up, I have plans.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you face any challenges here at TCC?
No, really, because I level myself. You know, like, it's so much I can take.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't take the five classes at the same time because I know I'm busy with my other three kids,
mm-hmm.
and my life. Mm-hmm. So it's like I cannot take so many at a time. And I feel like I'm a slow learning. And if I take the three classes, the five classes at the same time, probably it's going to be too much for me.
Yeah.
And dropping, so it's like I don't want to fail. I want to focus in so much I can do.
Yes.
I challenge myself taking three, but at the same time, like, I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So I don't feel any challenge right now, but I feel like when I'm going for the CDA classes, maybe it's gonna be a challenge,
mm-hmm.
because I'm gonna be in a different class.
Yeah.
Something new.
Mm-hmm.
That if you don't take the risk, you never know what,
exactly.
you know, I'm
yeah.
gonna get.
I think three is a lot. I take three myself, and I mean, you're a mom of three kids, and so I think three classes
and
is a lot. Yes, and so I think you're doing a good job. I think three is a good starting place.
Yes.
Do you get along with other students here? Do you talk to them?
Yes, I talk to them. I'm kind of like friendly here. But back then, when I was in high school, I was a shy person because I felt like my English wasn't that good and the native maybe don't understand me. I have that fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, people won't understand me or stuff like that. And shy to get wrong, you know, wrong answer or wrong question.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped myself talking. But here's like, everybody friendly, and I feel like maybe they feel the same
yeah.
thing. So I try to talk to them, listen to them, encourage them to talk more with people who doesn't speak the same language.
Yes.
So they can get better on the language.
Yes, that's good. What was education like in El Salvador?
It's totally different right now than when I was there. I have my nephews and sometimes speak with them and they start learning English.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that opportunity on only once they have like Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
They offer this program where you have to become Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that money, so I couldn't get there. But I started my classes and the only thing I knew when I came was 1, 2, 3, my name is,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. I didn't have any other words besides that.
That's crazy.
Yes. So I see the changes right now with them, and I'm like, they have more opportunity right now,
mm-hmm.
with all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, when I was little, I learned my Spanish all my classes was Spanish. Like same here, they teach you about, you know, the country,
yes,
history and all these things. But when I came here, it was different. Whatever they teach me there, it didn't work here.
Yeah. Were you scared when you came here?
No, scared because I have my mind like, I'm learning something, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And over there, I was learning something I didn't know either. So I was like, we need to learn. And my classes were like, I don't know what she's saying, but I try. So yeah, my mind was adapting to think in English, like, okay, what she's saying. And the way she moves, the way she talks, or what they were looking at there, I feel like, yeah, that's what I thought it, she was saying. So I get good grades, mm-hmm, and that means you understand.
Yes.
So that's, I associate my grade with what I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that helped me through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you plan on transferring schools in the future?
What do you mean, like?
Like, if you go here for a while and then you think, oh, maybe I want to go to a university, like the University of Tulsa.
Yes, I was talking to Miss Sally about the master's degrees and all other association degrees. So she said, right now they are not offering here, but maybe in the future they are planning to. So if they have it here in TCC, I will like to continue here because it's closer.
Yes.
By me, and I don't have to drive, but I don't mind to drive. But if no, yeah, probably I'm going to the university, the one, I don't know, OSU or
OU?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. How does TCC compare to your expectations?
It was different. I expect when I enroll, I was expecting maybe they're gonna teach me like English, like my second language, like this is a desk and we're gonna have a picture or stuff like little kids, mm-hmm, you know, they show you the word, they show you how it looks and stuff like that. I thought maybe it's gonna be something similar,
mm-hmm,
but for my level was different. Like I'm learning how to take notes for college, mm-hmm, classes, like how you can take notes, like you need the important things or like how to write an essay and, mm-hmm, stuff like that. And I'm like, this is really good for me because for me writing, I have to learn everything by hearing, even if it's not the right word.
Mm-hmm.
I have to write something, yeah, you know, I have to write, I have to talk, I have to pass my grades. So yes, it's like, you have to teach yourself. But in this, it's like, oh, this is great. So it was different when we see it. I was like, okay, this is new.
Yeah.
And I like it. And
so like, you thought it was going to be easier or did you think it was going to be harder?
I thought it's going to be easier,
mm-hmm,
on the way like, I already knew so much,
mm-hmm,
you know, like comparing other students,
mm-hmm,
or other person that I met before. I thought I'm going to be with the same people. I went to the conference for CDA,
mm-hmm,
and no, they went to different classes in nighttime and I, yeah, went during the daytime and I was like, I'm glad because I'm surrounding around other people, mm-hmm, from other countries,
mm-hmm,
and I enjoy being with other cultures.
Yes, that's, yes, good. That's good. Do you feel supported by the students and staff at TCC?
Yes, very likely. And also, I like to be part of the association,
mm-hmm,
the student, International Student Association,
mm-hmm,
and also at Unidos at TCC,
mm-hmm,
because we can share our stories, we can get more like, you know, you can, like for me, they see me like, oh, you know a lot of English already, but they know more writing than I do. Yes. So it's like, they see me, I talk a lot,
mm-hmm,
and they want to be like that, mm-hmm, too. But I say, if you don't talk, then you're not going to get that level you want.
Yeah.
So I say, you can talk to me.
Yeah.
And maybe you teach me how to write.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So they always, they looked at you saying, oh, you know a lot of English, but they knew a lot of writing and you didn't know a lot of writing.
Yeah. So it's like, you see me like, oh, you are good, great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I have my, what do you say, you know, like, I have my, not wrongs, but they see me, you are
perfect. You have differences. Yeah. Like, you have differences.
Yeah, so I was like, don't think I'm perfect. No, I'm not.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I do, but lately, because I'm been here almost all day, mm-hmm. and then when I get out, I have my kids, so I cannot work after hours. But I'm a CNA. Mm-hmm. I have my certification and license.
What do you do with what do you do?
Nurse assistant. I take care. I can go and work in nursing homes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm working for a company where you go into their house.
Mm, okay, so like an at home.
Yes.
Okay.
So I, you know, taking care my client, grooming, whatever they need in their daily life, because sometimes they have Alzheimer's and, you know, they start forgetting things. So you are there for them. Mm-hmm. If they don't remember things, you can help them to find it or to give it to them. Depend. You have to give them a chance
mm-hmm.
to do stuff for their own, but also, you know, when they need help.
Yes. And so you said you're not working a lot now. Do you just work when they call you? Or do you work on weekends?
Yeah, I call them and I give the schedule.
Okay.
Because I talk to them like, hey, I want to work with you because mm-hmm. I stopped working with them.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for them for maybe 2.5 years. And then I have to stop because I have my kids and I don't have nobody to taking care of them. So it was like hard for me to keep with the job.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit that and I get another job where I can be with my kids after they come out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then I have my other baby and yeah. I stopped that work. But then I said, I want to work and I need the job,
mm-hmm.
but I can only work, you know, a few days a week or whatever. And they said, we will love you to come back
mm-hmm.
and we can work with your schedule.
That's so good. That's good that they
so work I with your schedule. So I say over the summer, I go and work with them,
mm-hmm.
and then when summer ends, I go back full to school. Yeah.
So are you a full-time student or part-time student?
I think it's part-time. I come Monday to Thursday
mm-hmm.
for like 3 hours or so, because listening is 1 hour only. But writing is 2 hours and speaking is 2 hours, so it's like about 3 hours or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you have family here. Is it just your 3 sons and your husband?
No. I have my mother, my stepdad who raised me, so it's my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I have my sisters, 2 of them, and 3 brothers.
And do they go to college or do they have jobs?
No, they have jobs. I'm the last one though, so I'm the baby one.
Yeah.
And my 2 brothers, the one before me, they go to school but they didn't graduate.
Mm-hmm.
They were better than me on my English.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to speak, they know how to write, so they have everything to finish mm-hmm. school, and they didn't finish. The last year they dropped school, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
I was like,
few months,
and they drop it, and I'm like, wow, you have good grade, even mm-hmm. you don't go to school every day or whatever, and you didn't, you know, you didn't finish. It's a shame, but that's why I decided I'm going to do, and I'm going to push myself.
Yeah, and you're going to finish, and you're going to show them.
Yes.
Yes. Do you think they'll go back ever?
I don't feel like they want to because they have the job.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They choose the job instead of the school. Mm-hmm. Because they say, I'm getting my money and I don't need school. Yeah. But, I mean, they are doing good. But at the same time, like, I think they will be better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So for them, that's what I feel like. They are not want to go back to college or anything.
You said you have family in El Salvador still, right, though?
Yes.
Are you in touch with them? Like, do you talk to them often?
Yes, I talk to my sister, but also she's busy or maybe no good connection sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But when I speak with them, I speak with my sister, my brother-in-law, and my nephews. And my nieces, they're working and they have their own life already, so they don't speak to me that much. And probably they don't remember me because they were so little.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know one of my nephews, he talked to me because he wanted to improve his English. And he's teaching himself. But right now, she told me the president wants to make English like a second language. Like all the school will has to have English. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. You
know? Because at least if they come to visit or any other country, you know, English is most of the one everybody speaks. So it's like, you go and visit, you can talk to people.
Yeah.
At least for me, it's like that. It's like, I want to learn more than just English. I want to learn maybe, I don't know, French. French is something hard for me, but Russian is something I would like to learn. Arabic, Chinese, and Korean is the four I want to learn, but I'm getting lazy lately.
I want to learn Chinese, but I heard it's like the hardest language to learn.
It is.
So,
but if you listen in, you know, movies, and you know, some movies you cannot fit in English, but you have the translation.
Yeah.
Maybe you will get it. Maybe you don't get the whole movie, but when you hear somebody, you already know that word.
You'll recognize it.
Yeah, that's is how I go, and I'm like, I need to do more like that. Because I want to be able to understand, like here, we have other students from them, from those countries, and some they don't speak that much English. So I feel like if I understand and I can help in any situation, they're going to feel like, hey, I have somebody who can understand me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. With your family in El Salvador, do you think they'll ever move to the United States?
I asked that question, and they say right now no, because they said everything seems different, like the level of, how do you say it? You don't know when they rob. The violence in there is less. The crimes are less. So they don't have like many reasons to move out.
They feel safer.
Yeah, they feel safer. They go even in the nighttime. They have better cell phone than me.
Yeah.
They look different. Like they always post pictures where they are in vacations and they going out and hang out, and I'm like, is that my country? I couldn't go out in the nighttime because it was too dangerous.
Yeah.
That was one of the reasons I moved here, because it's either die to be kidnapped or move and leave. So I'm like, let's just leave.
Yeah.
Because I don't think nobody want to be ending kidnapped, being thrown in the dumps. So it's like,
do you ever think about moving back to El Salvador now that it's less crime?
Yeah, I have my thoughts. I mean, my kids, they want to go and visit there. I have my thoughts, But at the same time, like, it's gonna be hard. Not too hard, like, to be in a new country without knowing the language.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already know Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be different because they're gonna be like, hey, we want you to have maybe papers from there, like, are you graduate from one of the university? I don't know if they're gonna let me
mm-hmm.
have all my degrees from here because science is
mm-hmm.
USA degree. Maybe they see, oh, she's studying, you know, in
mm-hmm.
USA. So maybe they allow me, I don't know. But anyways, I was like, if that's not working, I have my plans.
Yes.
I can be a tourist
yeah.
guy. I can make, I don't know, whatever food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have ideas.
Yes.
And also about a land in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to build something there. I know probably Mexico, they want somebody who can be bilingual,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and I was like, I'm bilingual,
yeah.
so that's an open door for me right
uh-huh.
there. So.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are some family traditions from El Salvador that you still follow?
We don't have many traditions. The one, probably the biggest, is kind of like 4th of July
mm-hmm.
in here, but over there is the 15th, the Independence Day. They have a big day, like you don't do anything, you don't work, but here you have to go work.
Yeah.
But over there you don't work that day, you watch the people and what do you call, they gather and celebrate. Also, the one also we celebrate here is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We gather with the family. It's kind of like Thanksgiving for
mm-hmm.
us because we gather, we make food, and then we gather with the family and eat
mm-hmm.
and wait until Christmas Eve. That's Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day, we don't do anything because for us, Christmas Day is Christmas Eve.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we celebrate the day before.
Okay. So you don't celebrate any traditions from El Salvador like here?
We don't have any. It's just that the Christmas Eve
mm-hmm.
is the biggest day over there. Like everybody get ready and cook all day
mm-hmm.
and then gather in the night, open presents, and then next day you sleep or you come back to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are some foods you enjoy from El Salvador?
Pupusas.
And what is that?
That's, you make it with flour, like kind of like tortillas,
mm-hmm.
but our tortillas is different than the Mexican tortillas because our tortillas are thick
mm-hmm.
and we fill with food like ground meat.
Mm-hmm.
And cheese, bean, you can add bean and cheese together or cheese, and you have to make the tortilla with the stuff inside.
Mm.
And then you put it in the grill to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's done, then you serve with kind of like coleslaw,
mm-hmm.
but coleslaw is more sweetness, like mayo maybe, but this one is sour.
Hmm.
I hear the word before, no relish. Kind of like the Polish sauce. Have you had that?
I don't think
with,
I have.
I can't call coleslaw, but it's sour because you put vinegar.
Like sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut. From,
is that it?
Yeah, and tomato sauce.
Mm.
The sauerkraut is you put peppers also
mm-hmm.
you can put cauliflower and also slice of carrots
mm-hmm.
in the tomato sauce, or it make like a bomb. Oh, it make me hungry already.
What's your favorite food from here, from Tulsa, or United States?
Any food, really. It's like I'm open to any food. I don't think I don't like any food, really. Like, I can try anything and be like, oh, I like it.
What was the weirdest thing? Like, when you came here, you're like, oh, that food is weird. Like, we don't have that.
I don't know, because maybe the Chinese one, but basically no, because we have rice, you know, maybe the dumplings, but we have something kind of similar but bigger that's called pasteles. You know, the dumplings are little, but ours is a little bigger, and it's fried, and it's orange color, but we have stuff inside, like ground beef, potatoes, like chopped potatoes and carrots. Yeah, so it's like a fryer. So the look like the same, just little. So it's like, really, I don't have anything. Like, oh, we never have that. Because also we have hamburger, chicken patties, or what do you call chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't feel like we have that differences, like other culture, maybe. But in other culture, I never had it before. It was the olive grape, like a little roll from Jordan or Pakistan, or, you know, Asian size. It was from it was from grape. Leaf, and have a stuff inside. It was so good, but I was like, I never had it that before, and I never see it before. But when I went to the store and they have it, I was like, I want to try that.
Yeah,
and I love it. From then on, I was buying all the time.
What are some hobbies you like to do for fun?
I like to serve to the community, because they give me so much, so I want to give back, you know. Also, it's like I enjoy watching movies or series at Netflix, and sometimes YouTube. I go and listen a podcast of crime, because when I was teenager, I told myself, those crimes are interesting, you know, like CIN, I think that's what it's called, where they solve the mysteries and dead bodies and stuff. And I thought, oh, that's the coolest thing. So I listened about FBI, how they got all this solved. And also music, I love music. But also I like to learn more about other cultures.
That's good. That's good. What kind of music do you listen to? You said you like music.
Yes, I like country music.
That's my favorite. I like country music. Yes.
Pop. Classical music. And any music. Right now it's like little kids music.
Yeah.
My little one. Basically, he wants the wheels on the bus all the time.
Yeah.
So like, I know this.
Do you have any influencers or famous people here that you look up to?
Yes. Maybe in the past already, but I hear about the stories about Dr. Martin Luther King and Luther King Jr. Let's see, who else? Maybe I don't know the names, but I know the, you know, the people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their stories are kind of like, some people, they immigrate, or I get reflected to them, like, they are in new environments, they are open to all these opportunities, and they get all the opportunities.
Sorry, it's, yeah.
Okay. I'll ask you one more question. Looking back, is there anything you would do differently about moving to the United States?
Probably not. I think I'm good with where I am right now and how I grow.
Okay. That's all I have for you today. Do you have any questions for me, or is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just to give to push everybody to keep learning and don't get upset if something go wrong. Just try another way. Sometimes you have to try twice or three times or many times to get on the level they want. But yeah, just keep trying, because this life you have to try and try.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.